Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and it is Listen Give Live today. We are so excited to have everyone on today, and we have a great bunch of guests on today. Today we have Bradley Bulafont of Solar Power Games. He's created a wonderful video game that helps find solutions to our climate issues that we have, and also serves the video game for youth and adults to learn from. And then we have the animation chefs on. Oh, this is so cool. They also teach other students actually how to create animation the old-fashioned way with paper, and it's so really cool. And these are teenagers like 15, 16, and 14 years old. And, of course, we had to get the mothers okay. So, Holly, thank you out there for the okay. But without further ado, we're going to bring on Mr. J. Logan. Mr. Logan, how are you out there?
I am doing great, Gail. As you know, I'm back in the beautiful United States, all the way from Japan, and it's been a great trip, and I'm doing great. It's very, very nice to be home.
Oh, I know it's so, you know, going from Japan of being out there for a couple of months, now going back to, you know, California, it must be like culture shock almost.
Yes, it is. I'm trying to get readjusted to the time because, you know, as well as you know, they're 16 hours ahead. So the morning is night and the night is morning. So I'm kind of tipsy-turvy right now, which to stay up or to go to sleep. So I'm just getting readjusted. But, yeah, it's definitely a different world over there. Wonderful people, wonderful culture, and hopefully I can go back soon and we can do some more shows over there. It'll be really, really fun.
You know, it's funny because I'm looking to go over to Japan and China and Nepal and Tibet sometime next year. So I'm really looking forward to that. So, you know, without further ado, okay, we're going to bring on our first guest, Bradley Bulafont with Solar Power Games. And what's really amazing about this gentleman is he's created something that allows you to learn about climate as well as create actual solutions in real time. So let's bring on Bradley without any further ado. Bradley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay. Love for you to meet our co-host, Jay Logan, here, who's over in California, over near San Francisco and Oakland. Jay, meet our guest, Mr. Bradley Bulafont.
How are you, sir? How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having us on the show. I really appreciate it.
Wonderful. No problem. Bradley, now, are we pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's Bradley Bulafont of the Solar Games.
Oh, sorry about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's Bradley Bulafont of the Solar Games. So, Bradley, if you don't mind, we would love to get really right into this, okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What we do ask you is that we have a couple, you know, quite a few questions for you, okay?
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
We ask that you, you know, try not to answer too, you know, answer just the questions because we don't want you to give everything away before we get to the next question. And then Jay and I run out of questions. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
So
sure.
we want to get to know everything we can about this because it's an amazing concept, also an opportunity for education in ways people don't know, okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, Brad, I'm going to start out. Can we call you Brad?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. So, Brad, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, you know, Jay and I were looking on the website for the solargames.com. So for those of you who don't know about it, it's called the solargames.com. Okay, again, it's TheSolarGames.com. So, Bradley, you know, one of the things we want to ask you is can you tell us what the Solar Game is first?
Well, it is a mobile racing and battling game via solar-powered carts that takes place in the year 2033 as a result of our failed climate change efforts. So we're creating this experience based on real locations around the world, and it's supposed to kind of show people in a comedic way what the results of not doing anything about climate change could look like for the world in the future.
Wow. Well, Jay, I know you have a question about it.
Yeah, I was wondering, so what actually made you get started in working on the solar games? What inspired you?
Well, about 4 years ago, I started working in Haiti after the earthquake, and have primarily worked in the arts and kind of in community development initiatives. And we worked with a lot of people on the ground and with our work in the United Nations Foundation, we have gotten an opportunity to work with people that are kind of leaders in the field and of best practices for development. And we built the game to kind of take a creative approach that's more a sustainable approach to raising funds for real world issues. And for us, we want to raise funds for revolving credit funds. Programs for, microfinance groups to have access to in Haiti. The reason why we did that is because we're looking at, the United Nations has the Sustainable Energy for All initiative, which is focused on providing electricity to 1.3 billion people. And we looked at what are the biggest growing scalable industries right now that it could engage a lot of people and youth, and how can we use that as a medium to affect change, and that's essentially why we've created the solar games. I can get more into detail on what we've been doing in Haiti on the ground with people, but I'll let you go from here.
Well, Gil, I had a very interesting question. Now, I was Brad. I was wondering what does Walt Disney's president have to do with the solar games? I'm just interested about that.
Well, it's funny. We were. We just met last night. We were invited out. He just became the new president. We have a pretty good relationship here in Orlando with the mayor's office. And what I had actually asked him was, what is Disney doing with the United Nations? Because J.J. Abrams just spoke at the Social Good Summit this past week in New York, or Skyped in. And the focus was on using entertainment as a means for, working on some of these UN initiatives and things. So we were just, we're kind of one of these, kind of a unique company that's trying to do some good through video games. And, it just seems like there's some larger interest in what's going on. What happens with that, I don't know. We'll have to see. But, but it is pretty exciting.
The Haitian people are very aware of what you're doing for them, as far as working with them to get the solar power implemented in their country. Is that basically the goal? Okay.
So we have been working with a couple Haitian organizations. One is Haiti Energy. It's a group of about 300 Haitian solar installers that primarily operate out of Port-au-Prince. And we've been facilitating with the University of Central Florida's, they have the Florida Solar Energy Center, which is an institution providing solar training and technical kind of capacity training and certifications for solar. They operate kind of internationally. So we've been bringing their expertise down to Haiti to better train the teams of installers and teach them how to install these systems correctly and all of these things.
I do have a question on that, Brad. You were speaking about that organization. Let me ask you something. Have you found it, difficult to provide these services in Haiti with, the climate down there that people talk about violence and, dealing with the government and so forth?
Yeah, there is. I really feel there's a lot of kind of misperceptions on certain parts of Haiti. It's kind of like any city in America. There's some bad neighborhoods that you wouldn't go to late at night or something like that. And it's very similar. There really isn't. Primarily a lot of our work is not so much in Port-au-Prince, but it's more on the south part of the island in Jacmel, Haiti. But
wow.
It's really not that bad or dangerous. I mean, we've coordinated bringing hundreds of students over the past few years down to Haiti from different universities and things, and you know, we've never had any issues at all. And you know, so when we go down with groups, it's typically on a monthly or bi-monthly basis, and we'll bring down a solar trainer who will, they will coordinate hosting a workshop. They'll bring all their people there, and then we'll go do you know, kind of in-class stuff for a couple of days, and then we'll go out in the field and we'll start doing like installations, and just try to make sure that they're familiar with, you know, just doing some of these systems correctly and some of the more complex systems, which is, you know, AC electricity, which is what we use mostly here in the U.S. But a lot of the small systems in Haiti are typically DC systems.
Well, let me ask you this, you know, getting back to the game, you know, this is so great because, you know, Haiti is one, it seems to be the blueprint you're using for the game. But what's so interesting is it has an education point of it, okay? What can students learn from your solar game?
Well, right now, one of the next things that we're going to be kind of integrating in are the real solar physics in the game. So when you're racing, you know, you have the solar panel covered like vehicles, and they look like these Mad Max styled like dune buggies and things like that. But the physics of solar and how it works and your battery system on the car is relevant too. So, you know, there is a we want to make sure that when you're racing, if you're racing in a shadow, you're not generating the electricity you need to kind of race as fast as you can. But we are also working with some other universities and to develop out a kind of an educational classroom component. So we have a Florida-approved curriculum for teaching solar in K-12. And what we're eventually going to be working on over this coming year is making a version that a teacher could use this game in a classroom to engage the students, get them having fun playing a game, but then have a lesson plan based on solar and solar physics and how it really works. And that can be used for, you know, STEM teaching and things like that, which is a big priority with the Department of Education and a lot of different organizations.
Now, when you say STEM teaching, can you explain that a little bit further to our audience? How can your game be used, you know, within the education system to teach STEM teaching and share with our audience what STEM teaching is?
Well, STEM is teaching science, technology, engineering, math in schools. And, you know, while we have a racing game, there's a lot of components from electrical engineering that are pretty that can get in a lot of depth for talking about, you know, how solar is created from the sun and what's happening with the conversion of electricity and the panels and distribution systems. And, you know, there's a lot that can really be expanded on from the, you know, the physics of how solar works and the electrical engineering perspective. You know, so when you really break down, like, you know, what's happening with the solar powered electric car, you really can break it down into a lot of stuff, because then we can segue from the game and solar, but then go into well, how do we take solar and we put it on someone's house in, you know, but for someone that doesn't have electricity, and then we can kind of segue into, you know, to that, to the real action side of stuff and
installation. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jay, do you have a question for him as well next?
Yes, I do. Brad, could you tell us a little bit about the company Good X Games and the staff there and how you guys are integrated together to work together?
We have my other company is called Renewable X, and we are a member of the UN Foundation. And from last, like, May, we started working in all the energy access working groups. And we started working on the ground in Haiti last summer. and looking at how we can use microfinance structures to support the local companies in Haiti to bring funding in to help put solar on people's houses. And then the game part evolved about this time last year. And working with some people within the gaming industry, we went to Full Sail University, which is one of the larger digital arts and kind of music universities in the U.S., and they're here in Orlando. And so we met with their faculty, and they started, taking their, best master's students within game design and all these different areas and got them, on board with our projects. We had a lot of students that were doing this as, their master's final project and things like that. So there's, aside from kind of industry professionals in the field, there's a lot of, kind of coordinated work between not only Full Sail, but also the University of Florida and the University of Central Florida, students that have been helping. We've had in total, from Full Sail, there's been, at our big development times, we've had 35 people working on the project. Right now, we're kind of focused on our Indiegogo campaign, which we launched about 2 weeks ago, which is a new partnership with the United Nations Foundation and Indiegogo. We're actually the first video game for the Energy Access, the Sustainable Energy for All initiative, the stuff that's in the works right now. So,
I do, based on that question, one of the things I'd love to know is, we're looking at here players' gameplay, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, one question is this for students through K-12, like you said, to play on their, own? And secondly, I know that you said there about go-karts. How exactly does this help to create solutions to, climate issues?
Okay.
Good question.
So we have a variety of – so there's a lot of games. I don't know if you play any mobile games. There's games like, Candy Crush Saga and Clash of Clans and all this stuff. And there's these very, microtransactional, monetized games. So we have, we have the option. We're not all about having a game that you can't play if you're not paying anything. So our game you can play regardless. But, you race and you accrue carbon points. But what you do is you accrue these points and you can upgrade to more efficient solar panels and batteries and electric engines. But if you want to upgrade quicker, you have that option to purchase. We're also working with some artists and from some record labels to where we have exclusive music content that they're releasing to us that will be for sale in the game, as well as a comedic commentary that we have. So when you're racing the game, you can pick all these different characters that will kind of just make fun of you and your driving skills when you're playing. And so we're coordinating with some comedians for the stuff to do certain tracks to where you can make those kind of purchases. So people make all of these purchases. And some of these games that we're going to be kind of competing with, they do make, on average, so the top performing games are doing $500,000 to $2 million a day. So what we've decided as a company focused on, social and environmental issues, we've just built our structure similar to we're essentially a social enterprise. So half of everything that we make for the solar games, we're using that money as a low interest revolving credit fund for communities in Haiti. So money is purchased in-game through music and upgrades and advertising revenue, and half of all the money will basically be used as this fund, which will then coordinate amongst a network of kind of approved partners from microfinance organizations that work in the communities on the ground in Haiti, and then the solar companies that are, Haitian solar companies that work there. So our main thing is making sure that they install a quality product that's not going to break for these people. That if they're getting a $250 system and they're making $700 a year, it's a pretty significant expense. So we just want to make sure that everything is of quality and make sure that all the money is going exactly where it's supposed to be, and make sure that the system is accountable. And then the part that I love, in addition to all this stuff, is that we're going to geotag all these locations too, and feed that back into the game player's profile. So, you know, as a player who's contributing money, or there's, you know, advertising dollars associated to that player, that half of that money is going to be this cause. So we'll be able to give players the feedback of where their gameplay is actually helping around the world, and also the people that they affiliate with, you know, through their social networks and groups and teams of people.
Wow, that is amazing.
I have a question. As a gamer, which I am, and Gil knows, I'm wondering.
Oh, wait a minute, Jay. I'm sorry. Before you ask the question, when have you become a gamer? Come on, don't. You know you can't play.
I own a PlayStation, an Xbox, and I'm wondering, on these different platforms, will I be able to purchase this game on these different platforms? Second question, real quick: is this a virtual reality world where I can race my car in, where I can, no matter where I'm at, I can just log in and I'll be part of a virtual world? And that's the two questions there.
Yeah, so we're planning to release for iOS, Android, XBLA, and PSN, which are the virtual networks for Xbox and PlayStation. And it's a free-to-play game. You will have, after a week, you'll have the option to keep all the exclusive content that'll come with it originally, and that will be a $1.99 purchase. You can log in from everywhere. What we're doing is integrating this functionality where, you know, we have a multiplayer environment that we're building, so you'll be able to play with your friends in real time. But we're also looking to host a platform for good, and hopefully for other game companies that, even on a corporate social effort, want to tie into this and have some of what they're doing benefit these networks on the ground and communities in Haiti as well. And eventually we want to go around the world too. We're not just, Haiti is kind of our initial passion project pilot. So
would it be like a Halo type of environment where I can talk to people? Like, let's say me and Gail and you were inside this environment. Could I actually communicate with Gail and talk to different people in Haiti while I'm playing this game? Or is it something like that where we can interact?
For a console, that's definitely some stuff that you would be able to do. It's just it would be, later in the spring before. It kind of depends, too, on, you know, we're in the throes of putting all of our investment plans and things together for people, and we're also doing our campaign right now. So some of it kind of depends on the programming muscle that we have that we can to build some of that stuff out quicker, you know.
Wow.
That's great. That's amazing. One of the things that really moved me about what you were doing was when we were at, you know, so we all met him, you know, shout out to Mashable and Todd Olmsted and all those guys out there, and did an amazing job on the conference. One of the things that I really loved is that it's different. No one had that. You know what I mean? And I really want to ask you a question about this. Can you explain specifically, and I know you alluded to it, but can you go into a really big further explanation as to how one, okay, might actually see that how solutions are actually played out for climate control issues?
In addition to some of the general education we're doing for solar installers on the ground, we are going to be facilitating making solar affordable for a lot of people in a lot of different countries. The best ways to do this are ways that are inclusive of these communities. So you want to hire all the local companies in Haiti to install these systems. We want them to be able to make a living and have a source of funding. It's just like here in the U.S. when, you know, if you want to make some upgrade on your home or something, you may take out a home equity loan or something to make these improvements or purchases that you can kind of pay off over a couple of years. We're doing the same thing with the funds from our video game. And that will just go to help people purchase affordable quality solar systems that will give them all of their energy needs, you know, and change their lifestyle. There's a lot of major issues that affect people's lives, you know, not only in Haiti, but in every kind of developing area of the world. You know, there's billions of people that, you know, spend a lot of money on, you know, fuels for generators. They burn kerosene in their home for lighting. And typically that stuff is more expensive than it would to pay off a small solar system, you know. But there's, you know, 2 million people die every year from smoke inhalation from indoors, from, you know, indoor lighting and things like kerosene. So, you know, by providing some this structure and this infrastructure, we can help to kind of sustainably help people get these systems in their on their houses or their schools and their medical clinics through some of this you know, funding. Given that the, you know, the game is fun and people like to play and everything, which we're very meticulous about that. We're actually today we have a team. We're doing a game demo testing session at the University of Central Florida that's going on until like 5 o'clock today.
Well, it is funny because I have some nieces that actually live in Gainesville, and they're in the IB program and also a school called PK Young.
You mentioned that.
Yes, and so it's an amazing thing to know, you know. And Jay also has a daughter in school over in California, and these are things I think it's important for our teachers to know about, Brad, and also for the students to know about, because many of them don't know about it.
Yeah. I mean, we're relatively new. You know, we've been getting everything out there for about, you know, 4 or 5 months now, as far as telling people about all the projects and stuff. And it's, for us, it's really important to kind of engage the youth and engage the millennials and get them, you know, kind of building this thing with us to where it's fun and it's relevant and they enjoy it, you know, because you want to make sure that it's an experience that not only is fun, but we do want to show that impact and help people ultimately connect them and show them, hey, you know, there's a lot of other people in the world, and, you know, by just playing a game, you can kind of see these people that you're helping, and you're doing it in ways that are kind of sustainable and more productive of your time, you know, if you're playing a video game and getting nothing out of it but spending money or something, at least we want to have that kind of win-win to where you could feel better about it and you are helping people and you are having fun. So, but it's important, you know, we always try to look at working with schools and students and things to you know, get feedback from them and to help us kind of make sure that the experience is great and I want to keep playing it.
Yeah, Mom, I like to say this is truly, Bradley, an amazing thing you're doing. I mean, you got this game, and you got all these different factions. You got scientists, you got technicians, you got music schools, you got kids, you got people, game lovers. They're all working together. So I wish I would have came up with this idea, Gil, because what it does, it ties everybody likes to play games, and it's also helping the world to build solar parks. So we can have solar parks to help fuel the rest of the things that's going around the world. And I just like to commend you that this is a great idea.
It's an amazing idea because it not only does that, you know, what you're also providing, Brad, is, you know, is an opportunity for this country to have some solutions in it. Because what's used in one part of the country one part of the world can be used in so many other parts of the world. And you're making the not making, but having the kids have knowledge about it and having choices to be a change, be the change, you know,
yeah.
to maybe become mm-hmm. scientists, to maybe, you know, do so many other things. It's amazing. You know, one of the students that was there, Jack Andrakis, he came up with he's only 15, and he came up with the cure for one of the cures for cancer. And he did it, he's only 15, and he couldn't get the support he needed from some of the universities. So he went and looked on research papers and so forth, and here's a student who was looking for this, you know what I mean? So
people like yourself
who are actually providing this education for students to not have to go to universities, but they can actually play a game, like Jay said, and enjoy what they love at the same time,
mm-hmm.
they get a sense of themselves making a direct difference. And it's not technology controlling their brains, but they're actually physically making a difference. So they get to know on a technology level they're making a difference, and out
mm-hmm.
in the real world they're making a real difference.
Yeah.
So,
you
know, Listen Give would like to thank you for
being on our
show, but also coming up with something that's amazing and that people can have fun with. That's the other thing. You can have fun doing this.
Yeah, that's the key here is getting people to have fun. On, you know, 165 million Americans play games, and, you know, half of mobile users' time is spent playing the game. So if we can try to do some things that are fun, but that also have these real impacts and these real positive opportunities for people, that's what we need to be trying to do more of, you know. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do here too. And hopefully, you know, hopefully maybe other companies will try to do stuff like this too, because it's, you know, it's in the end of the day, it's more people helping more people in good and positive ways that that can be pretty sustainable, rather than like donor based funding and stuff like that, you know.
Well, we thank you so much for being on the show. And
yeah.
Can you let people know where to go to find out again about about what you do?
Yeah. So right now, you know, we just launched this new partnership with the United Nations Foundation and Indiegogo. We have a campaign page that has a lot of good information, videos on what we're doing, a description of our impact program and how we're operating in Haiti. That you would go to Indiegogo.com, just Indiegogo.com, and you could search the Solar Games, or you can go to thesolargames.com and learn more about what we're doing. You know, we've been working on this in total from Haiti to the game for about over a year now, and we really want to kind of push this through to market in the next few months. But it's going to depend on the community of people that want to help us make this come true. So that's what I would say. And you know, we just want people to be involved with us and give us feedback and play it and be kind of part of building this together.
Well, that is really, really amazing. You know, it just, all I can say is good work.
Oh,
all I can
thank
say
you.
Is excellent work. And so we thank you for being on the show. And and would you come back and be with us later on in the year and let us know what, you know, where you are at and what progress
yeah.
you're making and everything?
Yeah, I would love to. I'd love to.
Thank you.
Well, we look forward to it, and thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right. Take care.
That was amazing, Jay. That was truly amazing. Having some, you know, he's creating fun opportunities for kids to delve into an area that we're actually losing momentum on here in the United States as well as other countries. Students are more stepping into technology than science.
That is great. And I'd like to add also, you could go to the Solar Games, Gail, and you can sign up for their impact plan, and it will give you impact updates. You can sign up for impact updates. You just put your name and your email, and it'll let you know what's going on there over at the Solar Games. So I think it was great that he was on the show. I am so happy that somebody thought of that. Yeah, we should have thought of that one.
I did think of it. You just don't remember. You don't remember.
Oh.
You don't remember. And the other thing, too, is please go to solargames.com and support them on their Indiegogo plan of action, too. So, you know, it's just an amazing thing. And up shortly, we are also going to have the animation chefs, which is a really cool bunch of teenagers who are teaching other students animation. Now, one of the things, Jay, we should share with our audience is that we were at the Clinton Global Initiative and the Mashable Social Good Summit. And what an amazing time of the people we met and having the opportunity to share about something that we wanted to let the audience know. So to all of you, we're announcing the Listen Give Initiative, okay? The Listen Give Initiative is sharing the professional and personal endeavors and experiences of others while giving back to the causes and the charities they support. Now, inside of that is we'll also be supporting funding to nonprofit organizations of who these people are, the people that you listen to, just like Bradley Boulafont. Those people, the charities and the causes they support, we will be supporting them with getting funding out there, and we have our own way of doing that. In addition, we want to share with you that the Listen Give Initiative has a six-pillar area, and that's sustainable for youth and adults to live through in order to have the lives they want to have and to also, you know, have society be where we can connect with each other and enjoy life and, you know, technology or whatever we want to be into. So the areas in which the Listen Give Initiative actually supports is youth and education. One section of pillar. The second section of pillar is men, women, and family. And the third pillar area is also poverty and health. So you need all six of those areas in order to function as a human being in life. And if those areas are not in place, something will falter through the cracks. So if you're dealing with economic issues, you're not going to be able to have the kind of life that you want to have, whether you're working or you want to start a company or you have children and you want them to have a certain lifestyle. If you don't have good health, you're going to also suffer from not being able to do the things you want because you'll have limitations physically or maybe emotionally and mentally, who knows. And then, of course, if men, women, and family, the family is the nucleus. It's the foundation upon which we all exceed and excel in. And whether you're a single person, a student, or whatever, if our family is not intact or it's very dysfunctional, we don't have support there, that creates an area of worry, which again goes back to the poverty and health area. And then most importantly, even if we have all four of those areas there, but our youth, you know, do not have the proper textbooks in school and education is not up to par, then they won't be able to excel either. Right now, our youth makes up predominantly the world population. So with that said, the Listen Give Initiative is going to be tackling these areas, not as to fight the areas, but to actually find solutions, because inside of solutions for our audience, inside of these solutions, we will include those areas that need to be fought for. So it's not about fighting something, because to fight, it only persists. So we're looking for solutions. So we just want to thank you for supporting the Listen Give Radio, myself and Jay, in having organizations and people on this show that have made a difference. Jay, is there anything you want to say to our audience?
No, I just want to say that it's wonderful that Listen Give is now working along with the Clinton and
Well, we're not there yet, Jay. We should announce that yet, Jay, because we're not
okay.
Totally, yeah.
Okay.
But we are looking to become an initiative, and so we're announcing ourselves as an initiative. So,
okay.
You know, so is there anything else you want to share with them?
No, nothing else. We just go along with what we're doing and. It's great that we're working along with them, and hopefully we'll keep a positive stride to keep going. So basically that's all I have to say on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been an amazing trek, Jay. You know, it's been an amazing trek. Can you remember some guests that stood out for you?
Yeah, the guy from Microsoft, you know. is helping with a lot of the kids, and Microsoft is donating a lot to make new programmers and engineers in some of the schools. I really remember that show, and we had a lot of great guests here. That's one guy that sticks out, and we talked about him, and then he suddenly appeared on the show. I don't know how you did it, Gail, but that was interesting. It's amazing what the show does. You bring something to the show, and then all of a sudden it becomes a reality. And we had the guests on the show after we did a we did a kind of a probe into what Microsoft was doing. So that's one gift that stood out for me.
You know, I think the one that really stood out for me was Andrew Morrison, the guy that really gave so much information about a child being an entrepreneur all the way to an adult, and things that we don't realize in creating a business or, you know, giving back. I mean, he really kind of brought it together, you know. And I think the other woman was the woman who has gone to so many countries and understood the cultural, you know, understood the cultures of everyone, you know, like when someone is in certain Asian countries, when you're saying, people are saying, we think they're saying no, they're really saying yes. You know, so things
right,
like that.
Right.
I mean, it's been really an amazing, amazing show. And we, you know, we look forward to hearing your ideas and any thoughts or anything any of you have. Jay and I would be more than happy to, you know, receive that. So please reach out to us at listengive@gmail.com. Again, that's listengive@gmail.com. And ask for Gail Davis or Jay Logan, you know. And we would love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So go to our Facebook page and like us at facebook.com/listengive. And Jay and I will also be sharing with you our individual projects that, you know, we work with globally as well. So we look forward to hearing from you, and you should look forward to hearing from many things about us. And with that, we are going to bid adieu, because we've just learned that the animation chefs will not be able to be on with us today. So you will probably see them next week with also Sherry Barnett, who will be one of our main guests. You'll love hearing what she has to share. And so, Jay, thank you as usual.
Thank you so much. I can't wait till next week. Let's do it.
I know. Take care, Jay.